Emanating from the campus of Western Kentucky University and heard throughout the Commonwealth. From the land between the lakes to the Cumberland Gap. From Louisville to Bowling Green. And everywhere in between, get ready to enter the red zone. Your destination for all things sports. And now, here's your host, Tyler Fernandez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You have just entered the red zone. Welcome on all the WKU Red Zone Radio on this wonderful Madness Monday, March 25th. I'm your host, Tyler Fernandez, for tonight's show. Alongside tonight is the wonderful crew of the Red Zone Roundtable, Will Gerber, Tyler Heisman, Eli Thompson, the Gus Bush, Gus Warren, and Cole McIntyre.
We hate to have Tanner here,
Blue
Raider legend.
Gus Warren. We unfortunately don't have Tanner.
Well, that's a lie.
Tanner's actually in here, but unfortunately he's not 100%. But I know he missed out talking.
He is questionable to return next week. We'll provide an injury report later.
All right.
But questions.
Day to day, he's got PCBF.
All right, moving. All right, we'll start it off.
Do you know what
with,
that means, Tyler?
No.
Well, why'd you laugh?
Oh Lord.
Oh, bro. Anyways,
here we go.
Starting off with the final time this year, Hilltopper basketball.
The season.
Pretty much. That dominated the CUSA bracket. Yeah. I mean, they dominated the tournament.
Not the final time this year.
We'll talk about the final time this season, obviously. But they dominated the tournament. They knocked off New Mexico State 89-69, whooped up on Middle Tennessee 85-54, and in the championship game beat UTEP 78-71 to collect the team's first ever Conference USA tournament title since joining CUSA.
In what year did we join?
2014.
Okay. Decade.
Nice.
So we joined, the tops joined a year after Middle Tennessee.
Nine.
So Middle Tennessee joined
nine.
In 2013.
Have they ever won one before?
Yes.
Yes.
Multiple?
Yes.
Yeah, remember when they upset Michigan State?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, with Denzel Valentine.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Bull. Yeah. Well, big time bull.
Took three tries.
Right.
Three tries and two coaches, but Tops finally come out on top on try number four. About time, gentlemen. About time.
First
tournament appearance since 2013.
And
what a year.
You can say that again.
Yeah, what a year it has been for this team.
In the words
for Coach
of LeBron
Lutz.
Raymond James, it's about damn time.
I mean, there you go. But, I mean, let's.
LeBron, get out of the studio.
Well, here's
why are you here?
Strive for greatness. Just a kid from Akron.
Can I please have a Sprite Cranberry, please?
You want a Sprite Cranberry?
Is that your favorite quote, LeBron?
All right.
I'm a goat.
Okay. All right. Getting back to the to
Barack Obama or LeBron James, we'll let you interpret that.
Gentlemen, getting back onto the second.
Whoa,
year,
it's time to be
what,
serious.
But here's the thing. What a year it has been. Like, what, as they all say, what a difference a year makes. I mean,
oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
what
yeah,
a difference
coach
I thought
the terms were four
You got
years
a real
long.
Coach in there, and you won. Imagine that. Took them 8 years.
Well, we had Rick
for like six and lost three
Seven.
CUSA championship games. So, yeah. But finally, the pain and misery is over.
It's over.
And, wow. All I got to say is, wow.
Stop texting and driving.
Yeah. Well, I had to log back into my phone. But yeah,
good one.
In the
log in, what is it?
In the game, in the selection show last Sunday. Well, a couple Sundays ago now, but yeah, thank you. Great first half against Marquette. They led 43-36, but then ultimately fell to them 87-69. But they struggled in the second half. But
well, they played a better team.
They did. But Tyrone Marshall had himself a first half, 17 points. It was like the guy was putting the team on his back.
I mean, he had like ended up with 21 at the end of the game.
21.
And Christian Lander has not been the same since he went into concussion protocol. What was that February?
Yeah,
like,
something like that.
Did he lose brain cells?
Probably.
We don't have a true point guard.
Yeah,
we
that too.
Love Don McHenry and we love Lander because he stays here, but we don't have a true point guard. I mean, you could clearly see that in the tournament. Well, yeah, against Marquette, where Don's dribbling with the ball out, like, with his 8-foot wingspan, like, whatever you want to. He's got the ball out, not close to his body. He had his he picked the worst time, just like Reed Sheppard, to have his worst game.
Yeah, dude.
And it was just, you could tell in that second half with Don, it was like, it was not a good look for him to sit.
And well, and then again, like, they just played a better team. I mean, and it showed in the second half. They couldn't buy a bucket, and Marquette was hitting everything. And
they did.
Just the with the fast pace that we play at, I mean, it was bound to happen eventually. I mean, just reckless turnovers, and it really wasn't even Marquette doing anything. It was just us being careless with the ball.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, turnovers were, I think, were the big factor in this game. And despite Western, though, out-rebounding Marquette, too, which is ultimately unfortunate, but it was ultimately the downfall was the pace of play and just being careless with the basketball. But I do want to give props, though, to Jack Edlin, too, because
– Lunch pail guy.
I'm just saying, I mean, when you look at Jack, I mean, I feel like there's a different like pace of play between Jack and –
Mayo High School.
Jack has, everything you need, but Jack. The problem with him was you get to the tournament and there's some point guards that are 6'5", and he plays scrappy defense, but the whole game, it didn't matter who was guarding who. Our defense is good, but it's not good enough in the tournament, and there were guys driving down easily, making easy layups in the second half, and then kicking it out to the three, and like Gus said, they were making everything. So Jack did a great job, but it was, I mean, there was only so much that he could do. He was just overpowered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all in the credit in the world, right, goes not only to Coach Lutz, but Todd Stewart as well for taking a chance on Coach Lutz, who he knew was successful at A&M Corpus Christi, bring him here, and you have like five guys left over from the Stansberry days. You pretty much took a team that had added a couple D1 players, either Division II or JUCO levels, and you just paired everybody together, and bam.
You hear that, Rick?
They claim.
Take all your coaching credentials and share it!
Amen. Amen, Gus. I mean, I cannot agree with that. I mean, Lutz did it all in 1 year that Stansberry couldn't do in seven. No disrespect, but
all disrespect.
The team was so much fun to watch. Oh, I forgot to mention Tegan Moore and Jack Edlin. So you had a freshman and a walk on.
I don't like Tegan Moore. He's not my favorite player to watch.
Okay,
he's not.
Nah, but Kay doesn't sell.
Yeah, Tegan Moore.
But Kay doesn't sell.
Tegan Moore. I'm proud of him as a freshman, but he was awful. Like very at the end player. Of the season, very predictable. He's gonna have to work on his game. He can, but he's gonna have to work on it.
I see a lot of Jaylen Brown.
My favorite player,
worse.
Babacar Faye. Yeah. I actually saw Babacar on the way here getting Chick-fil-A, and we waved at each other, and it was pretty awesome.
Wow,
there you go.
Second time in the NCAA tournament because he played on Charleston last year, and they were a 12 seed.
Yeah, that's
right. That's right. What do you think is the future and our current status of Coach Lutz? Do you think he'll be back for next
Gone.
Season?
Gone.
Gone.
One more year.
He'll be here for at least another
year. He'll be here for another year.
Hopefully three more.
I mean,
I think he'll be around, I think, at least one more year.
Yeah.
Because
he's
I think it'll
definitely
be
going back next year. Yeah. There's no
I think,
way he's
I think it'll be the same
Why,
tenure as
– let's
as
talk about it. Because he wants to?
No, not because he wants to. It's because he's not going to get an offer in 1 year. It took him 2 years to get a job from a big school – or bigger school from Corpus Christi.
He took Western Kentucky to the dance.
Yes. He also took Texas A&M Corpus Christi in 1 year, too,
but
with that
not,
turnover on the roster.
We all thought that we weren't even going to win the Conference USA tournament.
Not other coaches. Not in the preseason poll.
Huh?
Not in the preseason poll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His name is out there. People know. But he's not going to get a job right now.
We'll see. We'll see. I think
he's going to stay another year.
I hope he stays.
Now, whether if that's by his own decision or if it's done by all the ADs saying we're
going
to give you one more year.
Do we think Todd Stewart and Caboni are going to throw more of a bag at him?
Why would it? See, that's just a stupid decision to make because you know he's going to leave. If you're just paying him more money to delay the inevitable, that's stupid as a university.
I mean, hey.
You want to find your next person.
You do.
You don't want to sit in purgatory saying,
we're college kids too. Like, I mean, the players are college kids too, so it's not like, you know, he can recruit more good players, even if he stays only one more year and then gets poached off, you know, make another run next year.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think he stays one more year.
So he could, but at the same time, you never know. We'll see what happens.
The one thing I think I like from Coach Lutz is that I think what he did was just he rejuvenated everything. Like he resurrected the program. I mean, he resurrected the fan base. Like, that was the number one thing that he came here to do, was resurrect the fan base. And you could tell, and he cared about the fans. He cared about the students, too, especially with those promotions and all that stuff.
I wish Tanner was talking right now into the mics, because he would say, just the way Steve Lutz is just with the fans, it's he's awesome. He's made a lot of people want to come back.
That pregame wave he does, majestic.
Fans love Coach
Lutz.
He's
such a great guy. He's
a great guy. I mean, I do want him to stay, like, at least one or two more years, because I feel like that we're not done winning. So, all right. Anyways, we're going to head and move on from college to high school basketball. We're going to the state tournaments that took place not over the past week and over spring break. We'll go ahead and begin with on the girls' side. Sacred Heart, for the fourth consecutive year, the girls' side won the tournament in state. Eli's livid by that. I can tell by the look on his face there.
What did I do?
You couldn't stand that Sacred Heart won the state tournament.
Should have been Bethlehem. Oh,
sure. Yeah, 71-47.
I actually saw an Instagram.
How about that?
Post I actually
that's what happened in that game.
I saw an Instagram post from my best friend Leah Macy. She was at she was practicing with Brianna Stewart over the weekend up in New York.
Wow!
I think Zakiya was also there as well.
Oh yeah, there's a reason why Zakiya was there.
Player in the state.
The best player in the state.
Yep. And then we'll go ahead and transition on over to the boys' side over the spring break.
What a great Final Four.
Great Final Four indeed. You had Great Crossing, Lyon County, Harlan County, and Evangel Christian.
Big school.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was talking to a KHSA guru, and he was like, this was the perfect representation of Kentucky. You got an Eastern Mountain school, you got a Western school, you've got a private school out of Louisville, and you got a school out of Lexington.
And they had Bishop Sycamore.
If you couldn't find a team to cheer for, there's a problem.
Oh, yeah, you can find a team to cheer for. You're not going to cheer for the fake school that recruits all the players. Brandon Bender. What, somebody say something?
Larry Miller. LPG.
But in the championship game between County and Harlan County, Lyon County came out on top, 67-58.
It's right here.
Cal's a moron.
Oh, dude, I can't stand him, man. But I tell you what, Travis Perry, this kid right here, there's something special with him, man.
Yes, sir, Travis Perry.
9-25. I've been saying 9 and whatever year ever since 2013, but this one, I feel it. You're getting a 4,000 point. He scored a lot.
Over 5,000.
Dude, he put the ball in the bucket a lot. And we get him and Reed Shepard, oh boy. Because, you know, Reed ain't worried about going to the NBA.
Our mountain savior.
Reed's worried about bringing the title back to the Cats. Because mommy and daddy will be mad if he don't. 9-25. It's going to happen.
Now,
I tell you what.
For what I've heard from what y'all talking about, apparently y'all didn't like the way the game ended for whatever reason. I think like on a dunk and whatnot.
Hey,
there
man.
Was no class.
They're kids. And hey, just be better than them. You know? Like, you're about to win a state championship. If you got a fast break at the very end of the game, throw it down, do a windmill if you've got the capability to do it. Damn.
See, I'd throw the ball in the air.
Throw the ball in the air, kick it in the stands, dunk it, do something. I mean, hey, you worked from November to March to do it. So, I mean,
yeah,
do it up.
What did he do? Who was it?
Brady Shoulders.
Oh, he dunked
He dunked
it.
On a fast break yep. at the end of the game?
Yep.
Were they even playing defense or no?
No.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
If they weren't playing defense, then why not dunk it? Obviously, they don't care enough to stop you.
But then he flexed and said, let's go. He stared at the Harlan
So if you
County
want a state
guy.
Title, you wouldn't flex and say, let's go? Dude, I'd flex up and down. And
yeah,
say,
I would.
Let's.
It's just like there was no reason to do it.
I mean, there's always a reason to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's always a reason to do
no.
it. If you're not going to play defense, I'm going to take advantage of it.
This is the second time these two schools have ever played. If it's Louisville and Kentucky, well, hell yeah, you're going to dunk the basketball because F them. But, you know, if it's Duke, North Carolina, same thing. But these teams have never played each other. Like, it's like, what are you doing? And he had an incident earlier in the tournament where he basically punched a guy and got away with it.
Wow.
Crazy.
We're done with the 80s. We left that in the past.
Yeah, but, I mean, but what a way, though, for Travis Perry to end his high school career. with going out on top with a state championship. But now we're here for the madness, gentlemen. March Madness, that is.
Boy.
For college basketball, don't worry, Gus. You can breathe for a little while. Wait. Before we get there, Michigan State beats Mississippi State 69-51.
9-25.
Mitch, you know what to do.
Tyson Walker led the way with 19 points. And we had our first upset of the year. How about Duquesne knocking off BYU 71-66?
Duquesne.
No, it's Duquesne.
Duquesne.
No, it's not.
It's not spelled like that. It's D U.
BYU, you damn you, you LPGs.
They were too holy in allowing Duquesne to win.
Not all the soaking in the. Oh, wait, I can't say that.
Oregon knocks off South Carolina 87-75.
I had South Carolina in my Final Four, and it was the dumbest.
Come on! How silly are you with that, putting South Carolina in your Final Four?
Everyone has a high seed in the Final Four. South Carolina was just mine.
I had Oregon winning that game, but I didn't. I was just like, "Huh, it's Oregon," but I didn't realize they were going to win like
South
that.
South Carolina is a bold pick, but they could definitely like make those runs and go on streaks. And unfortunately, they just couldn't get it done against Oregon because Oregon was hot too.
I mean, they lost to Kentucky and Tennessee like at super late game. I thought maybe they'd get a little coaching and turn that around to where they could come out on top in those big games.
Hey, this is a common trend with SEC teams. We'll see that soon.
But
Tennessee and Bama were the only ones, right? Or Texas A&M, of course.
Bama's
shout out. Hey, shout out Jermaine Cousinard. Jermaine Cousinard, 40 points to lead the way for the Ducks.
He's having a great tournament.
Yep. Comeback season. It was also in the March Madness tournament. Dayton comes back from 17 down to beat Nevada 63-60. The Flyers went on a 19-2 run to end the game. It was shocking because some people had Nevada pulling off the upset. A lot of hype around Nevada, but
not me. I had the Dayton Flyers.
Oh, they were flying all right.
My favorite part was me and Gus were pissed off, and the group chat was going off, and Tanner was like, "Hey, Nevada wasn't going to lose," and then we're all going nuts that Dayton's coming back. It was hilarious. Saving our brackets, and then Kentucky lost.
Well, then this happened.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the desk from the foothills of Eastern Kentucky, Leroy and Elroy Jenkins, to discuss the Cats' downfall to the good old Oakland Golden Grizzlies, 80-76.
What? We suck.
No shit.
How the hell? This team ain't – Jack Campy's been around for 40 years.
I thought he was different this year, Gus.
It was supposed to be. It was supposed to be.
9-25.
But I didn't plan for some undrafted dude that's going to be selling insurance in a couple months that might be on a Heat Finals roster in 2 years to come in here and splash goddamn three-pointers.
You talk about Jack Golke?
Who the hell else am I going to talk about, Tyler? He was 90% of their offense.
That's fair. I agree with that.
He looks like a 40-year-old dad, but he was splashing like he was Stephen Curry. Good Lord.
They ain't no Cinderella story, Elroy.
Oh, no, they are. He not. You know why? Because the second coming of Zach Randolph shat on them in the next game.
Yes. I'm going to ask y'all gentlemen this. What is it going to take for them to get the old Coach Cal back? Because looking at the stat here, ever since the lifetime contract, he's 105-52, 62-27 in the SEC. Only one NCAA tournament win and one missed tournament appearance.
Cal's staying. He's already said he wants to stay.
Oh, no question. I mean,
balls
the
in your court,
insane.
Mitch.
I mean, the buyout's insane. 33.375
million.
The buyout's
not a problem.
They're going to pay it.
No, they'll pay it. I mean,
the buyout's easy, but he's not leaving. He 100% will stay one more year.
He's stubborn.
Yeah.
He's already said, like, he sent out the message, like, it was like an hour ago that he sent out, like, a. I don't know if it was a tweet or if he said in a press conference, but like he was like, I know like what the fans think right now, and he was like, I like this is it, like this is the chance, like I'm here for the long run. If you guys are here for the long run, and like I understand we've been waiting on that long run for 4 out of the last 5 years. Last year was a good season for us. I don't know why Kentucky fans always say it's like 5 years in a row drought. No, last year was a pretty good season for us. But Cal's never said he had a Cal's never really had a statement like that. And I think him making this statement is kind of like, like he had a little epiphany.
In all reality, like seriously for both of y'all, like what do y'all think about him like basically saying there's nothing he can do about it? Like, How are they? Of course, we're not surprised. Like, it's Kentucky. They just, what's going on? But, like, what's going to change?
Nothing.
Nothing's
going to change. I mean, it's just at the end of the day, everybody.
Are they getting? Are they ever getting past the Sweet 16 in the next 3 years?
I don't know. Like, it's scary.
It is.
But, like, everybody else in the country has, like, started to beat him at his own game, and it's been like that for the last few years.
5 years.
For years, Kentucky's always had, like, elite talent, and then, like...
Well, they still do.
Yeah, and they still do, but the crazy part is, like, if you look in the recent years, like, with Zion Williamson, he whiffed on that. He was going to go to Kentucky.
Because
I remember seeing pictures of him, like, he'd have, like, Kentucky lanyards in his pocket and stuff, and I was like, oh, he's a lock, and then he flipped to Duke.
Even if he went. Like,
even if he went, what would have happened?
It doesn't
work.
Duke
didn't win that year either.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
So,
the one and dones don't work
anymore. No team has won it. I mean, you could argue no team has ever won. With a one and done system.
No.
I mean, 2012 Kentucky.
Yeah, but they had Darius Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changing in my mind.
I mean, everybody else is beating him at his own game,
learn
and then NIL opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah,
I mean,
learn how to play defense.
Yeah,
learn
I was
how
about
to play
to say,
as a
you
team.
You had one of the greatest offensive teams we've seen in a minute as a Kentucky team, and probably the worst defense we've had in years.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like, I mean, it's just – I gave Cal the benefit of the doubt for a while.
Yeah, and,
for, like,
and to an extent, it is.
The last couple of years, I mean, it was just literally just Oscar Tshiebwe and Sevier Wheeler or whoever, and that was it.
Yeah, and to an extent –
three to four, like, guys on the court that could get a bucket at any time, and then you whiff like this in the tournament.
Yeah, and to an extent, it is not all Cal's fault or even at all, but
Shepard,
then that's scary, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the main thing is that, you know – because I think last year you tried to put, like, all vets out there, and now but you got some freshmen and sophomores or guys who you haven't seen play in the tournament a whole lot. You know, some aren't going to be ready for the bright lights, and Reed Shepard was one of those guys. I mean, and Shepard's had a good year. I mean, I'm not saying he had a bad year. He had a fantastic year. He's been the clutch factor.
He's the best freshman in the nation, according to every, like, mock draft or whatnot.
It's just he picked the wrong game to not show up.
It was just like I don't think it's Cal's fault, but Cal's problem is that he needs to figure out how to make it his fault and then how to fix it.
Fixing it.
If it's not his players. Yes, yeah, if it's not his fault, he doesn't know how to fix it. So he needs to flip it, make it his fault, and then fix the problem. If it's not his fault, there's no way to fix it. So whatever needs to happen to, like, put the ball in Cal's court, which I know in terms of his coaching status, the ball is in his court and how he performs this upcoming season. But in terms of how his players play, the ball's not in his court, and he needs to fix that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Big 12 champions, NC State Wolfpack knocked off the Red Raiders 80-67 of Texas Tech.
That was hard to lose.
You could say that again.
There you go. There you go. Raiders. All right. Anyways.
You can say that again.
All right. And then to round off the first day. The refs. Oh, I'm sorry. Kansas beat Samford 93-89.
Stop.
Whoa. What?
The refs.
Stop what?
Don't blame the damn refs.
Oh, it was one of the
Don't
cleanest.
Don't blame them for the fact they lost. It's not like the game was
No,
tied.
You're right. But it was actually
a
it was
game.
Tied with the block. Or it was
no,
a two-point.
Kansas
was, two
was up one.
Oh, it was a two-point game.
Kansas was up one.
I think it was a two-point game. It was two. And, you know, they block, get the ball back, and that was a clean block. We all agree it was a clean block, but it's unfortunate. So, the refs didn't win it for him, but that was one of the worst calls we've ever seen.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They both would have lost to Gonzaga. Like, there's no point in talking about
we'll
it.
We'll get to
that. Gonzaga's also about to go to the Elite Eight. They're going to win by, like, 10. All right.
Well, we're moving on to day two.
Tanner's going to cry.
And, well, hold on. Am I reading this right? Yale knocks off Auburn.
You can say that again.
Yale.
You can say that again.
I should say outsmarted Auburn. Bruce Pearl.
Well, I don't understand it.
They're an Ivy League school.
Oh.
Yale's an Ivy League school.
Are you assuming that they're all smarter than Auburn? That's very offensive.
Is that
are you
racist joke?
That is incredibly
racist. Are you assuming that Yale, the University of Yale, is smarter than the entire goddamn state of Alabama?
No. Absolutely not.
Well, it sounded like it.
I'm talking about, well, just Auburn.
Oh, just Auburn.
No, I'm talking about in the game.
The school that year by year ranks higher than Alabama in literally everything academically. Oh, they're dumb. That boys is dumb.
I'm just talking about the basketball game, gentlemen.
Auburn has the best vet school in the nation.
In Alabama.
Yeah, I'm just talking about basketball, gentlemen. That's why I use that term. Bruce Pearl, what on earth happened? They all outschooled Auburn 44-20.
I didn't hear what you said, Tyler.
Do I do the James Droz again?
Yeah.
Auburn, what happened?
No, Tyler, you got to change your voice to do it. You can't talk in your normal voice.
Cartoon.
All right, anyways, they choked like Tigers and Eagles themselves, and this has been back-to-back years, and Ivy League has won an NCAA tournament game. Princeton did it last year. It's also been full of exciting finishes, like Colorado beating Florida 102-100.
I love exciting finishes.
You just asked Jamal Murray.
Oh, my God. Deshaun Watson.
Continue. Oh,
yes. All right. Another upset pick, which we all had a lot of hype for, JMU beating Wisconsin 72-61. Clark Kellogg, man, he called it on Selection Sunday because he talked about JMU's defense being a problem, and it translated into the offense because this was a Wisconsin offense that averaged 75 points per game this year.
They were Sweet 16 bound? That's the dumb take of the day right there.
Well, we're about to find out why they're
not. Ding, ding, ring the bell.
There you go. Utah State routed off beats TCU 88-72. And we'll now go into the round of 32, which we talked about. A Bulldog blast on those Jayhawks, 89-68, as they use second half momentum. I mean, Kansas straight up struggled in that second half.
Kansas is ass, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Is Bill Self having slightly smaller problem?
No!
He won a national title 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
He did. Yes, he did.
Has Cal won one this decade?
No.
No.
He hasn't won one in 13.
When did Kansas win?
2022.
Yeah, they beat that UNC team.
Yeah.
That UNC team is why I love Arizona, because I've seen Caleb Love play in person, and it's like my favorite thing ever, because that dude's a dog.
Womp womp.
So go Arizona to the title.
NC State holds off Oakland in overtime, the end of Jack Golkey's run.
Go Cats.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, Jack Gillespie, whatever his name is, he's terrible.
Goal.
Well, he beat a terrible team out of
Lexington.
He's no Doug McDermott, that's for sure. What was that guy's name? Was it Doug McDermott?
Dougie McBuckets made it to the NBA, actually.
The Buckets.
Yeah, and he's actually really
Dougie
good.
Dougie McMustache.
That Jack guy hit
did y'all
10
see,
threes or
Jack
something.
Jack Golkey and Doug Eater, they both got the same Buffalo Wild Wings endorsement. Yep. That's what NIL is supposed to be.
But NC State advances to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2015. Teams have been killing it.
Shout out DJ
Burns. Yeah, shout out DJ Burns. North Carolina cruises past Michigan State 85-69. It was close in the beginning, but the Spartans struggled, and North Carolina took advantage. This is their 31st Sweet 16 appearance and 133rd NCAA tournament game win. Both are the most in NCAA tournament history. So insane right there.
Wait, so is there three teams from the state of North Carolina in the Sweet 16?
Yep.
That's crazy.
North Carolina, NC State, and Duke. But to round it off, it took not one, but two overtimes to decide a winner in the Creighton-Oregon game.
Game ended at like 12:30.
Yeah.
Heck of a game.
Heck of an effort, though, from Cousinard and Dantes. They scored 37 out of Oregon's 39 points in the second half, but we're just gassed at the end. And Cousinard set the final Pac-12 record for points in the first two tournament games.
Yeah,
but Oregon's a good team.
I think a lot of the guys I've seen videos of, like just like on YouTube and TikTok and whatnot, like statistically Creighton is a Final Four team, and like no one's like everyone was kind of sleeping on that pick, but like they're
People
proving
said that
it
last year, and then they lost to San Diego.
They're really proving it right now.
They're proving it, and they do have a tough road. So like I'd like to see them up there, but they got to beat Tennessee first, and then they got to beat Purdue and Gonzaga. So it's gonna be a tough road, but they do have like the team for it. We'll see.
Yeah, they do. Transition to day two. Alabama beats Grand Canyon 72-61. First back-to-back Sweet 16 appearance for Alabama since 1990.
That's so
and 91.
Pathetic. What a crappy program.
Poverty.
That's why they play in a bar.
Charleston and then Grand Canyon. They're going to get their first. Who do they play coming up? North Carolina yet, right? Is that coming up?
North Carolina.
Yeah, get their asses whooped.
But three Sweet 16 appearances in five seasons under Nate Oates. And then Marquette outlasted Colorado 81-67. Tyler Kolek has been very effective.
That other guy's better. I like that other guy more.
Cam Jones. He is their best scorer.
He's a knockdown player.
Mm-hmm. Well, credit to Colorado, too. I mean, they play their hearts out in the Athletics. Stepped up a bit, I'd say. But Duke whooped the Dukes. It was the Jared McCain show.
This is your Sweet 16 team, right?
Well, not anymore.
Well, because they lost. But you thought they were going to go. They lost by 40 points to a slightly above average.
Well, which I was surprised by because...
Because they were your Sweet 16 team.
Because my dad thought...
Let's talk about the real ACC team now.
Yep. Clemson upsetting Baylor 72-64. Clemson's first Sweet 16 appearance since 2018. Scott Drew's squad has been having all the trouble since it won it all in 2021.
Oh, yeah, so much trouble.
No, I was going to say, if Clemson's in South Carolina, four teams from the Carolinas.
Four ACC teams in a year that everybody said the ACC shouldn't get four teams in. Let's talk about the SEC that went 3-5 in the first round.
And
absolute joke.
And there's now two SEC teams left.
Yeah, but they're jokes. One of them shouldn't be there. They had to beat Mother Mary and Sister Jean in the process.
We're gonna hold on. Like I don't like them, but Tennessee isn't a joke.
Tennessee isn't, but Alabama.
Bama is, but Tennessee just has to go. Tennessee also, like we just said about Creighton,
they tried to lose to Texas the other night.
They tried, but are we gonna act like Texas is a bad team?
They're not great.
Well, I don't know. Like, Tennessee is an interesting team to talk about. They could make a run, but they're don't.
They have the second best player in the nation in their history.
Huh?
They have one Elite Eight in their history.
That's the thing. They can make it to the Final Four, but are they going to?
No.
I don't know. No, because Purdue.
Well, anyways, to round it off for this time around in the March Madness, Houston survives a 195 overtime scare against Texas A&M. The Aggies went on a 15-5 run in the final 2 minutes with a buzzer beater to end regulation. Not to mention not one, not two, not three, four Houston Cougars fouled out. Four of their starters fouled out.
Two Aggies fouled out.
And two Aggies fouled out.
What happens when you play overtime?
There you go. But And
did you know that a team statistically gets a lot worse when players fell out. Wow. Someone here didn't know that.
Okay. Anyways, I was going to say, had it come to double overtime, Texas A&M wins 100% in my mind. They're the first team since 1987 UTEP Miners to win a game despite having four players foul out. They'll face Duke in the Sweet 16.
Notice how we didn't talk about the ass-kicking that Purdue gave to Utah State, but we talked about Alabama beating Grand Canyon.
Well, we can talk about Purdue. I mean, Matt Painter did
not
hold back on his press conference.
Like I just said. So one of the most interesting games we said before the podcast coming up is Purdue and Gonzaga. Thoughts on that game?
Oh, we're not going to save the best for last.
Yeah, well, we just went ahead and transitioned right into the Sweet 16 preview. Yeah,
okay.
Went right into Sweet 16 preview. What's your thoughts about it?
This is one of the best games.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. We should save the best game for last. But anyways. I'll go ahead and get my spill on it.
Let's get the crappy one out.
Okay, crappy.
North Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina's gonna win by what's a spread? Probably like 10.5, I'd guess.
I think it's. Let me look at it. Actually,
is that a bad guess?
No, it's probably like eight.
No, North Carolina's only favored by 4.5.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm taking spread on that one. I'm upset. I'm not a better.
Yeah. Another game I think that could be interesting. Honestly. Clemson, Arizona, maybe.
See, everyone's saying that could be an upset, but I'm a big Arizona fan right now. I'm really liking Arizona the way
Clemson
they're looking.
Is better than Duke.
I mean, maybe
they're better than Duke.
We'll see. Maybe they'll meet in the national championship.
Oh, I
hope
not.
If they can get through the Houston Cougars, I mean, that could be an interesting one. Houston and Duke with the way. With the way Texas A&M exposed the formula, saying if you
they
can get
their – They didn't expose anything.
Yeah, Texas A&M is just insane.
If you force them to foul out, then that's the problem.
Cole, what the hell are you thinking?
Well,
it's a crazy concept.
That's the
like
dumbest
like
thing I've heard. If Travis Perry fouls
like,
out, of course Lyon County's not going
like,
to be as good.
Like, you don't think, during the NBA Finals, Greg Popovich was sitting there, well, if we can get LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and Ray Allen to all foul out, we're winning it. Let's do that.
They beat LeBron anyway.
They did.
But, like
Texas A&M their dudes.
What formula was exposed? They play good defense, and when refs are calling the game tight, that hurts them. But it,
how
like,
about they
attempted
40 free throws?
Okay, and what?
Well, in the game.
A&M.
And what?
A&M.
They lost the game. Their season's over. There's no
A&M. Moral of the story, A&M gave Houston more of a fight than Duke will.
Yep. Uh-huh, yeah. Yep. I like that.
So, and Duke, so.
And Houston, neither will Marquette. Pretty good. Huh? Houston has a
very,
walk
very
to the Final Four. They're going to play Marquette and destroy
You're
it.
Right, but Marquette is gaining. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not. I know you're the look you're giving me.
DJ Bar.
But Marquette is gaining momentum. So, we'll see. Marquette will give them more of a fight.
I wouldn't be surprised
Duke.
If NC State beats Marquette.
That would be pretty good, but I think Marquette is looking to. Marquette's looking a little spiffy right now, and I think
like
I
in
think
a good way or a bad way.
In a good way.
Okay.
Spiffy's a compliment, right?
Yes.
I think Marquette against Houston is going to be a good. I think Houston's defense will struggle a little bit against Marquette, whether they win or not.
The problem is Shaka Smart. I've said it once. I'll say it again. Not a big game coach.
Nope.
And I am taking Mr. Experience, the old man in the stands, Kelvin Sampson.
What about the national championship rematch? Is it going to be a sweep?
Yes, UConn's going to destroy San Diego State.
You think destroy?
No. Yes.
You don't think it will be within 10?
UConn is killing
They're
going to
win by 10.
Again.
UConn's going to win
by
10.
Yeah, when I say destroy, I mean like 10. It's not going to be close. Second half, there's going to be no shot. They're going to make like little runs, but UConn's just going to control it.
Okay, so you think they can get it within 5, but by the end it's going to be about 10?
Yep.
Okay.
10 or more.
What else is there? Iowa State, Illinois?
Iowa State, Illinois.
That's going to be a
great
game.
We're overlooking that game.
Great
I picked
game.
Iowa State, but I am so high on Illinois right now. I think Illinois is going to not shock anyone because, honestly, they're two evenly matched teams that play really good basketball and are both playing very well right now at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to see what happens.
This is 1A and 1B. The Illinois-Iowa State game and the Purdue-Gonzaga game. Those are the two most
I agree. Those are the two
I'm gonna love
most
watching those.
Games that we're looking forward to. I'm not going to lie to you. The game that we also mentioned because of the stakes of who they're going to play or who Purdue or Gonzaga is going to play, Creighton and Tennessee, despite how you feel about how good teams they are,
it'll be
that
game.
Is going to be a good game.
Yeah.
That
I
will
think
be
McDermott
a
wins it.
That's the last game I think I would bet on if I had to place a bet is because that game's so 50-50 between Creighton and Tennessee. I think Creighton's going to take it, though. Creighton's hot, and I don't see them getting stopped this early. Creighton will get stopped. They're Creighton. They're not UConn or Gonzaga or Purdue. But, like, Creighton, I don't think Creighton gets stopped at this moment in time.
No.
Honestly, Creighton and Illinois, I mean, I know it's a Sweet 16, but honestly, Creighton and Tennessee playing and then Illinois and Iowa State playing this early kind of feels like we're getting robbed. Yes. But honestly, it's like they're such good matchups.
Yep.
So... I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, no. It's
I'm really excited. Oh, my gosh.
I'm excited.
Wow. Oh, Alabama.
Woo! Who y'all's Final Four predictions?
Okay. Final Four predictions. You go first, T.
Alabama!
No. They'll be gone by North Carolina.
What a true fan he is.
Who's your Final Four?
North Carolina, Purdue, Houston, UConn.
The one seats?
All one seats.
That's okay. Easy to Tyler, say out loud. Tyler, that's
give
easy
me,
to say out loud.
Back off.
I'm gonna
give
have
me
I'm gonna have
Clemson,
some, yeah?
Duke, Mark. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Give.
No. No. Oh, wait. They're gone.
Gonzaga, Houston.
Okay.
Iowa State.
Oh.
And Arizona.
Hold on. Are you reading yours, or are we, like, remaking predictions?
No, I'm reading my Final Four.
Okay, so, like, I could read you my Final Four, but honestly, if we're, like, going
off... Oh, no, remaking mine. I'm remaking, like, right now.
Oh, yeah, right now you're doing that? Okay, so, like, predictions-wise, with the way it's going, UConn... I'm going to go North Carolina over Arizona.
Whoa!
Yes. Hold on.
Imagine a one seed winning the region.
Oh, my God. Relax. Arizona's playing wild right now. Arizona's about to get there. But I think, like we talked about, Houston's got an easy road. And then Give me Purdue over Tennessee. There you go. So.
All right. Give me UConn over Iowa State, Arizona over North Carolina, Houston over Marquette.
No, Houston over NC State.
And give me Gonzaga over Creighton.
Yeah, that's what I had. I had Gonzaga. I like
it. Gonzaga beats Purdue and then Creighton or Tennessee.
I think if they beat Purdue, they're like, who the I don't draw the hat. I don't care. Tennessee or Creighton.
Well, how did this? So interesting thing, right? How far do we think Gonzaga gets? So say they beat Purdue and then Creighton or Tennessee, and that's yeah, I agree, Tanner. He said they're not beating Purdue, but how far do they get then? Because you just said like they're Purdue. Like, oh, no one can beat us.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Purdue. You think they lose in the Final Four?
Yeah,
okay.
They lose to
I would say Purdue.
You
put
got Houston
on Matt and Painter.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, what are we thinking? We think Houston wins it all. Gus, what do you think? I know Tyler and Cole think Houston wins it all.
I have Houston and UConn in my natty championship.
We thinking Houston
right
wins
here.
It all?
Hell no. It's my Final Four.
Cats!
UConn! North Carolina! NC State!
Woo!
Oh!
Woo!
And Creighton!
Oh!
DJ Burns!
DJ Burns is going to the championship?
DJ Burns is going to the championship.
Are they losing, though?
No, they're winning.
NC State's winning it all? Hey, is this the best? No, this can't.
This
I think,
is the best time to
no,
be a fat kid
I think that 20. I think that 11
Burns
seed.
Putting on for all the fat kids no, think they can play basketball.
The 11 seed Syracuse was better than this NC State team. That went to that Syracuse team went to the Final Four. Don't know what year it was. Maybe 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there. But that 11.
17, I think.
That 11 seed Syracuse team in the Final Four was probably the best 11 seed ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, put some
that
respect
no
on Purdue.
That ain't no diss on
NC
State
though.
Either.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say, put some respect on Purdue.
For the expert to talk. I'm just kidding.
Expert spelled D-U-M-B-A-S-S.
At least you spelled it right.
There you go.
Purdue, give me.
D-U-M-A-S.
Give me Purdue. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Hell.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
That's the
put some respect
that's
on
the,
that page.
That's the tightest region of them all.
I got them winning it. Oh. I disagree with that. I think the East is the tightest of them all.
You think the East is tight?
And yeah. And
yes.
Illinois makes its first Final Four appearance since 2005.
Since 2005, that's when I was born. Shout out.
Since Darren Williams was running point.
Darren Williams.
There you go.
That's a name y'all ain't heard in a while. You young whippersnappers
Houston,
out there.
Houston got through that scare last night. You know, they're patting their backs. They made it
Texas
through.
A&M was the second best team in that region.
And Arizona goes to the Final Four.
Yeah!
Rematch.
Go Cats!
Over Carolina, or North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Over North Carolina.
That's going to be probably the best game in the Elite Eight.
I don't know. I think Alabama upsets them. I think they just hit a ton of threes, and they're looking great.
Okay, cool.
Well,
yeah.
The difference is North Carolina's better post play. I mean, post
and rebounding and defense.
Sorry for picking
and
your beloved Tide.
Against he only cares
sorry
about
for picking
as much as I appreciate it. As much as I appreciate it, it's not happening.
You
as much
Gilers.
As much as I appreciate it, Cole, it's not happening.
Okay.
Okay. Cole picking the SEC school.
I know. This is crazy. You better watch out.
I mean, last year should have been the year, but of course not. But
whoa. Bama?
Please.
Winning the whole thing?
Bama?
No, going to the Final Four.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Going to the Final Four.
Yeah. That's fair.
Last year was UConn's year.
Everyone got upset, though, besides UConn.
Shit when they lost Brandon Miller, they lost all their firepower.
There you go. But yeah, but a lot of things to look forward to. Sweet 16 begins on Thursday, March 28th, and Friday, March 29th. That's all the time we have for today. Alongside Will Gerber, Tyler Heisman, Eli Thompson, Gus Bus, Gus Warren, Cole McIntyre, Tyler Fernandez, your host, signing off for now.
Go Wolfpack!